This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Strikes by two U.S. F-16 fighter jets on weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria on Friday are fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas conflict may spread into the Middle East.
Strikes by two U.S. F-16 fighter jets on weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria on Friday are fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas conflict may spread in the Middle East. President Joe Biden ordered the mission in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militia.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilbourne reporting. The Palestinian death toll has passed 7,300, while more than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians slain during the initial Hamas attack. Muslim and Jewish civil rights groups say that they've seen large increases in reports of harassment against members of their communities since the October 7th attacks. The United States and China have agreed to work together toward an expected summit between President Joe Biden and Xi Jinping next month in San Francisco. VOA's Nike Ching says it was set up Friday in meetings in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden met with Wang to underscore the need to manage U.S.-China competition responsibly. Officials from the two countries discussed a range of issues, including Israel's war with Hamas, Russia's war on Ukraine, the fentanyl crisis, and the South China Sea. Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The new Speaker of the House had a key role in trying to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election win. Republican Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana spearheaded a legal brief in support of an unsuccessful lawsuit trying to overturn President Donald Trump's loss. Johnson repeated baseless conspiracy theories about the election and voted against certifying its outcome after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to testify November 6th in the civil business and fraud case against him, following testimony from his three eldest children. State lawyers disclosed a schedule in court Friday when the judge ruled that the former president's daughter, Ivanka, also must take the stand. It's already expected that the ex-president and sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, would testify. But the timing became clear on Friday. Africa's fashion industry is growing rapidly to meet local and international demand, but VOA Scott Walterman says inadequate investment limits its potential.
President Bola Tinubu welcomed this.
It's all in a UNESCO report released during Lagos Fashion Week. Currently valued at $15.5 billion worth of exports annually, the earnings from the continent's fashion industry could triple over the next 10 years with the right investment in infrastructure. The report says with a young population of 1.3 billion people set to double by 2050, the continent's fashion industry has also proven to be both a powerful lever for the promotion of cultural diversity and a way to empower young people and women. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Nigeria's presidency and ruling All Progressives Congress Party have welcomed Thursday's verdict by the Supreme Court upholding the election victory of President Bola Tinubu. The court's ruling ends months of legal battles triggered by one of Nigeria's most controversial polls.
President Bola Tinubu welcomed the Supreme Court decision in a statement late Thursday. Tinubu said the victory bolstered his commitment to serve as president and said the judgment will strengthen Nigeria's electoral jurisprudence and democracy. Opposition parties, however, are disappointed with the ruling and say it will reduce public trust in Nigeria's electoral system. A seven-man panel of justices upheld Tinubu's victory in the February presidential polls. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.